For KASU News, I'm Jonathan Reeves. 40 faculty of the University of Arkansas are on a bus tour of the state. The 800-mile tour covers 24 counties in Arkansas to learn more about the people and places that make the state unique. Arkansas State University in Jonesboro hosted a lunch and hosted some of the tours of the Arkansas State University heritage sites. During the lunch, current A-State Chancellor Dr. Doug Whitlock talked about the benefits of collaboration efforts between the two universities.
In my native Kentucky, public policymakers are pleased when major public universities collaborate on things. They see it as something that we need to be doing. So collaboration between our universities took a big step earlier this spring. When we created this joint program in poultry science, which will result in students getting diplomas both from the University of Arkansas and Arkansas State University. There are other opportunities to collaborate.
And he also referenced the steel industry in Northeast Arkansas as one possible collaboration. University of Arkansas Chancellor Dr. Joe Steinmetz agrees that future partnerships can be valuable.
So opening this dialogue about common goals in higher education, I think, should lead to better collaborations between our institutions and also better efficiencies as well. And I think you share one common goal, and that is to make sure that we increase the access to higher education, because I believe, and I think everybody believes that's in this room, it's a fundamental step to moving our state forward. It's vitally important. So it's faculty like you have here at Arkansas State University and our faculty from the University of Arkansas who are really the catalyst behind getting this done.
Dr. Doug Whitlock.
Some of our music faculties are collaborating together to help bring traveling musicians to Arkansas State and the University of Arkansas in a much more economical way than otherwise might be possible. So we need to look for unity in our missions. A fellow named Burton Clark, who wrote an ASHI paper, golly, back in the 70s, said that universities are separated by their expertness instead of united by it.
And the University of Arkansas Chancellor Dr. Joe Steinmetz, of course, mentioned the one key partnership being the dual degree program in poultry sciences that was signed earlier this year. He tells about other collaborations that are taking place between both universities.
There are partnerships with the Center for Surface Engineering, where faculty experts work to develop solutions for our state industry partners that are here. All of these are important. And we're also partners in the biosciences, the Arkansas Biosciences Institute that we visited earlier, which is a magnificent structure, and some great work was described that's going on there. It's a place similar to the Arkansas Space Grant Consortium, which I think we're also partners in, that really solve real-world problems through real big interdisciplinary efforts.
And the bus tour wraps up Thursday with stops in Little Rock and Fort Smith. Previous stops included Harrison, Mountain View, Batesville, Dyess, Wilson, Jonesboro, and Forest City. I'm Jonathan Reeves reporting KASU News.